Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Life is a gamble all along.
Winners are losers who keep rolling on. I said that a rhythm section. Bring this back. ARS. Go on and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die, small business owners. That's you. That's our anthem. They didn't know it when they did that song, but that's turned out to be our anthem as far as I'm concerned. Nobody works harder and is more all in than you, small business owners. It's the reason why we do this show, and it's what motivates Adrienne Ott to do her work. Adrienne's our guest, our good friend this half hour, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the 24-hour customer and exponential influence. Is that right? Did I say that right? And the second book. And then the new survey, the Leadership Today survey, is that she conducted with Pierre Kawand. Is that right?
That's correct.
I say his name right? And so you can find that at exponentialleadership.com?
Exponential Leader.
Leader, exponentialleader.com. Folks, you want to see this survey. This is a fascinating survey. It'll give you insights into your own team. So I encourage you to check it out. And I want to thank you, Adrienne, for conducting it and for sharing it with us. This is, folks, this is top shelf stuff. This is high quality work. Adrienne, what did your survey tell you about that you could compare to, say, some kind of engagement? Did you get any indicators from your responses about how they felt about their fulfillment at work, that kind of thing?
Yeah, what was interesting is 2/3 to 3/4 of the people, depending on what segment you were looking at, were very happy or reasonably happy with their work. So, in general, you know, most people like their work of those that we surveyed. But we found that 8 to 9% of people across all companies and all company sizes were not happy or fulfilled. So
really?
That means almost 10% of your workforce is not pleased to be there.
Wow. Huh. So say that last part again. 90%.
So 8 to 9% of people across
I'm sorry. You scared me because I thought you said 80 to 90. So less than 10%. And you know what? If you're in a major corporation like the ones you and I used to work for, that might be as good as you can get. But if you got 8 to 9% of your people are not happy, and you've only got 6 employees, you got a problem.
That's true. Or if you have 10 people in your company, one of them is probably not too happy.
Well, and they're probably making 6 other people unhappy.
That's true. We've all had bad apples in the classroom,
haven't
we?
That's right.
Yeah. And the thing interesting, what we found is those who found a sweet spot or are super, super happy at work, and this is maybe not too surprising for your audience, they are approximately twice as likely to work independently or at a small company versus a medium to large company.
Say that again. This is going to be on the test, folks. I want you to say it again, Adrienne. Go ahead.
Those who found a sweet spot, who really love their work and are extremely passionate about their work, are twice as likely to work at a small company or independently versus a medium to large company. I don't think that's too much a surprise to your audience.
Especially since 2008, Adrienne. The world changed. People don't realize how corporate America changed after 2008.
It did. Companies that I've done business with that used to do extensive training programs, for example, for their sales force, and many companies I'm coming across today, it's now come in and produce.
Yep.
And
that's right.
We expect you to be trained.
It's called not reinvesting in the marketplace. And it's what I've been complaining about. I've been writing about it. I've been doing research on this. I've written more than one white paper on this. Corporate America is not reinvesting in the marketplace. And, Adrienne, that's where the other half of the economy is. That's the reason the economy is going like it is. Small business owners are doing their part. Corporate America is not.
Yes, I agree. And I think that the focus on short-term Wall Street results is really...
The 90-day conference call is killing the economy.
Yes.
And creating casualty lists in corporate America.
I would agree with that. I think that the
well, your
the
research shows
feeling
it.
That people
your
are
research
just
backs it up.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good thought on how the, on what is potentially causing that. I agree with that because people are more cogs in a wheel. I mean, the larger corporations have always been a little bit different, but the feeling that we're not going to train you, you're only here.
Mm-hmm.
At our pleasure, and if you don't produce this next year, like
that's right.
Right now.
And they're not all like that. I'm going to tell you, and I know you run into them. Some companies are resisting that, but they're the ones who value human beings, and
yes.
They found a way to do it. Hey, Adrian, great job. I've enjoyed talking about this. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim.
Adrian Ott, ladies and gentlemen, ExponentialEdge.com is our website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.